Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hour 5, no stranger to our airways. Welcome back. We have the Supervisor of Elections for Broward County, Dr. Brenda Snipes. Good to see you, Dr. Snipes. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Snipes, the election's coming up on March 13th in Broward County. Only certain municipalities will be voting, and you're going to give us some clarity about who can vote and the procedure, as well as information about our young people.
There are six municipalities we're going to be voting. We're only voting by vote by mail method and at the polling places. Polling places will be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And those cities who are voting are Coral Springs, Fort Lauderdale, Hallandale Beach, Lauderdale by the Sea, Pembroke Pines, and Pompano Beach.
Those municipalities, again, Coral Springs, Fort Lauderdale, Hallandale Beach, Lauderdale by the Sea, Pembroke Pines, and Pompano Beach. Not everyone in those cities will be voting because you'll have some district voting as well. That's why they have to pay attention.
For the specifics, because some of them will be voting by district, the specifics can be found on our website, which is BrowardSOE.org.
That's BrowardSOE.org. E.org.
And everything is there. They need more assistance, they can contact their municipal clerks, also listed on our website. If anybody needs to know where their polling place is, or if they're really one of those folks that's eligible to vote, they can give us a call, or again, go on our website. But our staff is there if they have an absentee ballot to be dropped off, because we're getting very close now to the election date. They can bring those absentee ballots to one of our offices. The main office is downtown Fort Lauderdale at the Governmental Center, which is 115 South Andrews. They can also drop the vote by mail ballots off at Lauder Hill Mall. Our office is on the west side of the Lauder Hill Mall, and that's on 441, the city of Lauder Hill.
Oh, and what's your contact number?
That number is 954-357-7050. 954-357-7050.
This Wednesday is the last day to vote by mail.
To request an absentee ballot to be mailed is the Wednesday before, and that means this Wednesday, really. Voters could no longer put in a request for a ballot to be mailed, but they could put in a request to be able to pick the ballot up, and those ballots can be picked up at our office in the Lauder Hill Mall. The ballot, so it's best for a voter to just come there, pick it up. If they want to sit down and vote the ballot, cast it while they're there, they can do that as well, then they're done. There are still voters who have not submitted their absentee ballot. There's a big gap between the ballots we sent out and those that have been returned by the voters. So there's still time to do that, either by dropping it in the mail, like in the next day or two, or by dropping it off at one of our office locations.
And it's important, again, people visit your website, which is
BrowardSOE.org.
Now, in light of the tragedy that happened in Broward County, students are mobilizing. They are actually voting. I mean, they were so powerful, they already met with the president and matter of days after the tragedy. What's this process?
The high school voter registration drive, which will be this coming Wednesday on the 7th. Most of the schools all over Broward County have already signed up to begin a registration program. We're calling this a soft launch. Going to do the registrations right at the schools, and the students will have a link that represents just their schools. We've designed a banner on our website for the name of the school with their logo on it, principal's name, so when they register, they're going to be registering under the name of their school. And we're starting a little bit early because of the tragedy at Stoneman Douglas. Students all over Broward are really getting interested in the opportunity to vote. The program initiated earlier, but it will end the week of March 19th through 22nd. Students should check with their schools to see if their school is involved.
The power of our young people. Now the municipal elections, Coral Springs, Fort Lauderdale, Hallandale Beach, Lauderdale by the Sea, Pembroke Pines, and Pompano. Election day is Tuesday, March 13th. From the Supervisor of Elections office, we have the Supervisor, Dr. Brenda Snipes. Thank you.
Thank you so much, too.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.